We aren't enemies. We've been through all that, haven't we? You agreed that we weren't enemies.
There was a mad chill in the brothers. Their eyes narrowed with suspicion. They were fully dressed. Ryan guessed that they probably hadn't even been to bed at all that night, waiting together in the semi-darkness, whispering their plans to each other.
You gonna shoot me? Then go along and shoot the others in their beds?
The question made them turn and stare at each other, and Ryan realized that Titus and Mervyn hadn't actually done all that much strategic organizing.
We'll chill y'all.
Shoot me now, and the noise of the shot will wake the others. And they've got the weaponry to take both of you out of the game without raising a sweat.
But you'll be dead.
Despite being a credible idiot, Titus had put his finger unerringly on the one weakness in Ryan's argument. Posthumous revenge wasn't a great idea. Though, as Traitor had sometimes commented, it was ultimately better than no revenge at all.
Look, there's you and me in the mirror, Titus. Haven't seen us in lots of time.
The brothers stared vacantly at their reflections, smiling their identical idiot smiles, heads to one side at the same angle, the barrels of their weapons edging away from Ryan. Ryan dived to his right, reaching for the hilt of the panga. His fingers pulled the knife off the basin, still sheathed, but his foot slipped on wet tile and he went down. Shards of splintered basin and slicing lengths of broken glass had cascaded all around Ryan. He wriggled a little to one side, out of sight, covered by the central row of basins. Ryan's combat mind was working like a well-oiled machine, calculating movement, action, and time. Obviously, JB, Jack, and the others would hear the thunder of shooting and be out there to help him. That was going to take at least several seconds, which was way too long. The nickel-finished revolvers each held six 44 caliber Magnum rounds. Titus and Mervyn had already fired eight shots between them, but Ryan had no way at all of knowing which of the psychopathic brothers had fired how many rounds.
Go that way!
It was impossible for Ryan to tell which of them had called out. There hadn't yet been a pause long enough for either of them to reload. Ryan's unsheathed panga was still no use against the pair of matched Smith & Wessons. He reached out quickly with his left hand and scrabbled together a fistful of the larger splinters of broken glass, some of them several inches long, edged like razored steel. He came up into a fighting crouch, trying to watch both ways at once. This kind of combat situation was the one time that the loss of his left eye became a serious handicap. He tried to guess which of them would come at him first, either from the left or the right. Titus appeared in a half crouch from the left, holding the revolver in both hands, pointing it at Ryan. His lips peeled back from rotting teeth.
Got ya.
Ryan hurled the handful of shattered glass into the man's face. The glass had carved a viscous goo from behind Titus's eyes, spilling it over his unhealthy skin and onto his uniform.